This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More storms are possible later today after weather last night caused damage in Racine and Kenosha counties. Thousands were still without power in those communities this morning, though crews are working to bring those numbers down. Flooding hit the usual low spots, and a flood watch remains in effect for the Fox River in Kenosha County. National Weather Service teams are out today checking for tornado damage after one tornado was confirmed in Sussex last night. Nothing has been confirmed around here at this point. Again, more about severe weather today coming up in the forecast. Authorities are looking for a suspected driver in a rollover crash that injured seven people in Kenosha County. Investigators say 19-year-old Joshua Bivens from Burlington may have run from the scene last Friday after that crash in Twin Lakes. The housing market in Racine and Kenosha counties improved in the first quarter, but it's still not fully balanced. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says sales and listings both went up, giving buyers more choices. However, they say the area still needs more homes. Kenosha County Clerk of Courts Rebecca Matosa-Mentic is not running for another term. That means her current term will be her last after more than 20 years in county government. A big road project starts Monday in Burlington and will impact travel through the summer. Pine Street and Chestnut will be closed while crews rebuild the area and add pedestrian improvements. St. Catharines had a big year in Racine County boys basketball after winning a state title. In year-end awards, Lamont Hamilton was named Player of the Year and Coach Ryan Thompson was picked Coach of the Year. Read more about the year-end awards online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And again, more storms possible later this afternoon and this evening. The latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night, with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. Five Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats 15 and will need to win at least two of four swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a six-game losing streak. The crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms again today, and a couple of those storms could be strong to severe this afternoon into this evening, so be weather aware again today. 67 our high tonight, 46 tomorrow. A few more scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.